But let me begin by thanking the Foundation of Science and Technology really for inviting me to speak at this webinar. And I hope I'll have a little bit of time for discussion around the lessons we've learned from the pandemic and, of course, vaccine rollout, and how we can then build on these close government, industry, and academic collaboration so that we not only learn the lessons, but we create opportunities for life sciences going forward. I don't need to tell the audience here that this has been probably the biggest threat that humankind, that this country has faced in peacetime history. This is the most infectious respiratory disease that is aerosol transmitted that man has experienced. And we worked at pace and obviously formed a plan by pulling people in like Kate Bingham and Clive Dix and Ian McCubbin and now Richard Sykes as well, to allow us to be led by science each step of the way. And I would also like to take this opportunity to also express my absolute gratitude for the contribution of the healthcare professionals and organisations across our country, the determination and commitment of that frontline workforce, along obviously with the support of our armed forces, local government, and the great British public, has really helped pave the way out of this pandemic. I think amongst many impressive acts, both large and small, the development and deployment of vaccines has clearly been a major success story. The chances of finding a successful and effective vaccine were pretty low, but thanks, I think, to the brilliance of everyone involved, we have not one, but four vaccines which have received regulatory approval. I'm proud to announce that we have offered a vaccination to all adults over the age of 18 ahead of the 19th of July, today's deadline. I think this is a phenomenal achievement that would not have been possible without the Vaccines Task Force, who really united the efforts of government, industry, and academia behind a single mission to find safe and effective vaccines as quickly as possible. The clinicians whose genius to develop a vaccine, and I know I caught a little bit of Sarah's presentation just now, NIHR for their critical work in supporting clinical trials, MHRA and June Rain for providing regulatory approval, that sort of flexibility to be able to take proportionate regulatory steps forward without compromising on scrutiny or safety and security. Manufacturing facilities across our country, including obviously Oxford Biomedica, Wockhardt, for manufacturing the vaccines at scale and pace, along with the collaboration of Fujifilm, Biosynth and GSK in County Durham, CPI in Sedgefield, who will help to develop an mRNA library, and of course, vaccine companies for working so closely with us to supply vaccines in order to protect our citizens and, of course, the rest of the world. And the NHS, which has been absolute key to administering over 82 million vaccinations across the UK, will also be absolute key as one of our, I think, important, I hope, attractions for clinical trials, for being very much engaged with academia and research and with industry. And the Vaccines Task Force success was not the only example of outstanding collaboration between academia and industry, the government and NHS that turned the dial on tackling the pandemic. The recovery trials used the brilliant work of academics, the NHS regulators, and of course, NHS patients to identify new approaches to treating COVID by establishing large trials at pace. The discoveries from the trials have now been adopted globally, and I think over a million lives have been saved. So in the midst of all its challenges, the pandemic has also, I think, shown that we can achieve extraordinary things if we think creatively and work together across organizational boundaries at pace and speed. And so I'm really delighted to inform you that we recently published, you will, many of you on this call will know this, the Life Science Vision. Our core ambition and the vision is to take the learnings from the pandemic and the power of collaborations we've experienced and apply them to the quieter but also devastating diseases and illnesses that impact our lives. It's a bold vision, co-created with industry, with academia. It sets out our 10-year strategy, co-developed, as I said, between us and life science companies, medical research charities, and the NHS to build on that collaborative relationship illustrated in the pandemic. And of course, the underlying foundation is the excellence of the UK science base and the scale and potential of the NHS. The vision sets out how the UK will make a tangible set of targets to progress on all elements of the life science ecosystem, including science and research, building on our deep academic and industrial expertise to develop and trial new medicines and technologies quicker in the UK than anywhere else in the world. The NHS as an innovation partner, making research and innovation fundamental to everything the NHS does, which will drive improvements in care quality, efficiency, and of course, staff happiness and satisfaction, and will ensure that patients in the United Kingdom are among the first in the world to benefit from new medicines and technologies. Life science business environment, creating the best environment in the world for life science companies to start, to grow, and to innovate, and take advantage of the regulatory freedoms created by leaving the European Union. I think our vision identifies key healthcare challenges where we can harness the collaboration and creativity that was fundamental to our COVID response so that we can save and improve more lives. We will again take a vaccines task force type approach to these missions to develop genuine breakthrough medicines and technologies that improve outcomes and patients' lives. And I will return to the subject of vaccines to give you an example of one of our missions. We will draw on our rich history in vaccines, Edward Jenner, smallpox, and the milkmaid in the late 18th century through the success of the vaccines task force in COVID-19 to keep the UK at the cutting edge of vaccine development and technology, and I hope manufacturing as well. Modern vaccine technology was the potential. It has absolutely the potential to prevent and treat a range of non-infectious diseases. So continuing to advance UK capability and capacity in this area can have wide health benefits, as well as support the G7 ambition to have vaccines developed and deployed within 100 days of a future pandemic. To do this in the UK will, one, continue to improve core immunology, vaccinology, and clinical trial design and infrastructure, deepen our experience and expertise in vaccine formulation and delivery, and I hope strengthen and maintain the government industry partnership. Now, whilst there is still a great deal to do to lift the world out of the COVID pandemic and transition it from pandemic status to endemic, now is also an opportunity to reflect on what we have learnt and how we can do better in the future. That is why we have seized the moment to capture these reflections in our life science vision and to make sure that industry, academia, the charitable sector, regulators, the NHS, and us in government continue to work at pace, at scale together to improve and save lives. Thank you again for inviting me, Lord Kakar, and for allowing me to speak to such a distinguished audience. And I look forward to a few moments of discussion as well.